Item number three, we do have some public comments on item number three. Oh, he's over here.
And while we're waiting for Counselor Bassman.
I think the chief is going.
Madam Chair, as a matter of introduction to this item, at the last meeting, one of the recent meetings, you asked for an update on the Village Shopping Center, and this is the staff's report from the code enforcement on the status of the Village Shopping Center.
Boy, I feel overwhelmed by all these staff members calling me for advice. This is a problem.
We didn't put a time limit on it.
No, but we're going to, our best judgment, we don't want attorney's cost. Karen's words are cheaper than Ruben, so we're going to maximize it. I'm going to just say Karen Graham, she's an attorney working on your behalf through a code enforcement associate of Glenn Tucker. The specific target of focus is talking about the current status of the Village Shopping Center and what we're doing to resolve that situation. So, from to Karen to give an overview of it, and she'll be able to answer questions.
Well, the bad news about the village is that it's in bankruptcy limbo. The good news is the bankruptcy attorney for the special trustees has been in constant contact with us, and unlike most attorneys who are returning the call, which is really nice, and will give us updates on what's going on in the process. Unfortunately, every time I talk to him, including today, he says things have gotten worse, and there's another issue that's come up in the process, in the bankruptcy proceedings. So what they are willing to do, trustees who are involved in this process, they're willing to come out, and they've already fenced the property, and they had a security guard there for a few months, and they realized they really didn't need the security guard there to watch over the property. So they took him away. But they had somebody contact me today. His stone is going to be turning out either tomorrow or Wednesday. The meeting with Sir Andre. And he said he realized that there's some problems with the fence and see what else needs to be done to the property if anything is important enough. They're willing to do whatever they can with the minimal funds that they have, is what they said, to protect their eventual interest in the property.
Can you just touch on a bit of why bankruptcy is an issue for us, why it keeps us from doing anything? And if today the council wanted to knock that building, set the buildings down, and what precludes them from doing it?
Well, in bankruptcy, all civil actions are stayed. So if you wanted to go and do something, you'd have to do it under the Chapter 85, the criminal proceedings. But you've got the trustee right now who's willing to do that for you, so, and pay the funds. So the money to do it right now, if you're thinking about going that route, because the trustees are willing to spend the money to do it.
To do what?
To do whatever needs to be done to protect the property until the foreclosure is done. Because when it's in bankruptcy, it basically stays all proceedings on the matter.
I think we have some health and safety issues there. Does that fall under criminal?
Yes.
Yeah, and I think it would cost just not too much money for when this guy comes down to look at things to have a bulldozer sit next to that one building with the engine running. So I don't know that we're serious. So they're in bankruptcy. I understand the people who loan the money are in jail. Are they still in jail? They were in jail for a $5 million bond or something like that.
Yes, they are.
They're still in jail?
Yes.
So what does that mean, ultimately, to us? That it could just, you know, so they fix the fence so nobody can jump over it and it still looks ugly on infinitum?
Well, it's not on infinitum. There will be an end.
In our lifetime?
Well, I can't give you any guarantees, but I can tell you that their attorney is just as frustrated as the city because they would like to see this end also, because their interest is laying waste a
Well, you know, there's one set of buildings, and by the way, I hope the city's not paying for the lights that are on there at night.
No,
good. There's one set of buildings that is more egregious than the others. I mean, and it seems to me that it could be considered a fire hazard, health and safety hazard, even if you have a chain link fence that is around it. Anyway, that's what I feel. I just want us to be as aggressive as is humanly possible to get the message across that, you know, we don't want that staying there. You know, I mean, if the principals involved in the bankruptcy are in jail, I don't see that there's anything going to be resolved very soon. And I guess they're in jail and with a very, very high bond because they're considered to be a flight risk. I guess they've pulled some manipulations with, not just us, I heard today that there's probably over 100 cases that are involved with this lending institution. And, you know, it's frustrating. That's why I said we should have the bulldozer there with the motor running.
That's correct. There are approximately 100 cases, but the properties are in foreclosure.
So and we're in bankruptcy and they're in foreclosure.
Correct. So,
I was just going to say, how long or how much longer do you think they will be in bankruptcy before some kind of conclusion is met?
I don't think it's the bankruptcy that's going to be the long-term issue. I think it's the foreclosure. And that's what Steve's attorney that I'm speaking to is working on. And every time I talk to him, they have set dates and they change because another issue has come up that they've discovered. Issue with title issues on the properties, loans that weren't disclosed originally or weren't properly served. They had to start over with a whole new company or the foreclosures. So that set us back another 120 days right there.
Karen, can you give counsel an idea about how this process is likely to unfold? First, will the judge assign the property to be auctioned? Is that a likelihood? If so, give us an idea about what the next steps that we're likely to see and some time frame before we'll be in a position where we can step in and start going after somebody who caused performance to remove the light.
Well, I could have given you a time frame yesterday. It changes each time I speak to Mr. Frederickson that I'm speaking to. And it changes. Like I said, it was frustrating for him. Normally, it would be a 90-day process, a notice process, before the foreclosure can be processed for sale. And then there's another 30-day notice for sale. So it's a 120-day process. Everything is done properly, and there aren't any intervening lawsuits. Unfortunately, we have intervening lawsuits and title issues and other issues that have come up. So, again, what the trustee is willing to do is come in and take action and board up properties and do things that are necessary to keep them at least saleable.
Now, what does the city have any recourse of filing liens against this property? So in the event that it is sold, we get paid because we're sitting with a letter of credit for the infrastructure, and that letter of credit, you know, you could just burn it. That's
and foreclosure, all civil actions are stayed, so you really can't file a lien. Now, if you take the criminal route and have to do an abatement, we do it through the courts, then we could tack on the fees to the property. And the problem with that eventually could be, when I first started speaking to Mr. Frederickson back in February, was he said, you know, we'll sell these properties for, if they're worth nothing, that's what we sell them for. Now, they have an interest in this property. They have loans for millions and millions of dollars on it, so you know they're not going to sell them for nothing. But depending on how they go in their proceedings and what he was explaining to me today, they have a couple of choices to make. If they go one route, anybody who has any liens on the property will not get anything, see any return on those things. They go another route. They're maybe pennies on the dollar.
I have a few questions, if I can jump in here. The is the city listed as a creditor or any creditors committee that's been formed anywhere?
I'm not listening.
Okay, has there been a creditors committee formed in the bankruptcy?
I'm not aware of any.
Okay. Does the and so you don't have any idea when the Chapter 11 bankruptcy would be discharged?
No, they don't have any idea either. The trustees don't have any idea.
Okay, this is 11, not a 7.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to clarify your point. The just quickly on the security guard, they've had some copper pipe ripped out of the walls, and you know they let the kid go a while back. And I don't know if he's still working there or not, but it certainly seems to me that there's some concerns there. I know that the guard that was working there had caught some people while he was working there and chased them out. So they do have some concerns in that regard. If you've got a trustee that's willing to work with you, then that's probably a good thing right now, because I think he's got a lot on his plate and if we're able to get his attention. I know there's been some developers who have contacted them with some cash in hand, and early on the deal was, you know, I don't know whether they're offering $1 million or $2 million or what the numbers were, but at some point in time, if those deals start drying up, I think that in the Chapter 11 proceedings, with the trustee looking out for the best interest of the creditors, if he feels he gets can get a deal, then he has, I believe, the latitude to accept that. Is that your understanding?
Yeah, that's what I understand.
Because this one's so tied up in all kinds of litigation, so that those normal circumstances don't apply.
Correct. What he told me specifically is that they cannot do anything until title is in their hands.
Okay, so then the thing
would be
so that the, excuse me, I guess, you know, perhaps the approach of at least looking at the community's concern to get that blighted up. We don't have bonds or anything that will allow us to go in, and perhaps those would have been stayed in the Chapter 11 proceedings, except that would have been a third-party provider. The only thing I can probably add to it is that the downtown clock seems to be working better than the village does. It's my recollection. I haven't been going for a year and a half now. I know I've bought the batteries, Mr. Baker.
You weren't supposed to be listening.
I wasn't listening, but there were reporters that stepped outside to get close to
I can tell you, though, that the trustees' attorneys are diligently working on this and have been since I've been speaking to them.
Yeah, Ms. Pierce, do we have, are you experienced in, you know, from this, Chapter 11 is a specialty area of the law. Do you know that specialty? You have
no,
this?
I do not.
Okay. Do we have our attorney that's done any work with bringing in an attorney that specializes in Chapter 11 to at least give us a cursory review of this and see if, one, if we have standing as a creditors committee in case we have any claims? And
Madam Mayor, Council Betts, yes, the city attorney has engaged the bankruptcy specialist, and I'll ask him to provide a report to council during the next closed session.
I think that would be good, at least to get that assessment, and I really appreciate the work that you're doing to dig into this. It's a problem. And,
I have two questions that are asked me every day. One, the developer or the financial company that's in bankruptcy?
The financial company.
Okay, the developers have nothing to do with this at this point?
The developers are, my understanding is that the developers are the ones that are causing the issues right now.
Are they on the hook for it?
I haven't seen the legal pleadings. They actually, my understanding is they either have or will be filing a lawsuit against the lender. I believe they have filed it already.
Is there somebody representing the lender? So you're in prison, is that true?
They are in prison.
Is there anybody representing?
I don't know.
Last question is, if the world was perfect today and everything went smooth, how much longer can this go?
I couldn't even give you a guess right now because nothing's going smooth with this, unfortunately.
If it was?
If it was, it would be 120 days.
120 days, it's done.
Right. We expect this particular project to be done by the end of August.
I don't want to take too much time, but you know, I'm disturbed that there is, you don't have information on the creditors committee. I think that's instrumental and important. I'm glad that Councilor Betts brought that up. But, you know, you can only get only so much blood out of the term. And you're by the way, comment that you just made, that you understand the developer is suing now, and that's one of the civil actions that's involved. Is that correct?
Correct.
But hasn't the developer also declared bankruptcy?
No. The lender has.
Well, I know the lender has, but the developer has another development in town, and my understanding was that that was in bankruptcy.
I don't know about the other development, but he has.
Paradise Springs is not in bankruptcy?
No, I don't think that has nothing to do with the property.
No.
Well, but if the developer is bankrupt, it has something to do tangentially.
If you're talking about Drama?
Yeah.
Drama is not in bankruptcy.
So they have assets?
I don't know much about them. I'm corporation or they're LLC.
Well, but you say that the lender doesn't have title. So that must be Durama's title.
Correct.
Let me address something here. As I understand, in talking to all the attorneys and the principals of Durama, they hold title to land, but occupied commercial property that's in the development stage is not transferred title, due for occupancy, due for sale, and they no longer control the destiny of the property. So there it sits with the developers, and I'm being told that they have no assets. Still a corporation, however, they have not ceased to exist as a corporation. But they do not have lenders, nor do they have assets to do anything, and if they did, they're forbidden from going on the property to do anything. So the position of the developers is they really don't have any control over the site.
The property is basically vested in the bankruptcy estate.
What happens if we went in and bulldoze it down?
You'd be in line with the litigation, like everybody else.
Yeah.
So I own the full amount of the.
I think the next strategy is to meet with representatives that have agreed this morning to come down tomorrow or the next day. Meet with them, express to them the front building, I think is the one that's the eyesore. See if we can mitigate that immediately. Assess the overall property, walk through it. And see where that goes. We now have a trustee who is appointed, who is diligently answering our calls and willing to work with us. So I think that's the direction that we need to go and determine what we can best do with the site to mitigate the blight and mitigate any other hazards that we might discover when we do the site inspection.
I think part of that plan might be, just at least for consideration, would be to look and see what the off-site improvements were supposed to be, some of those that might lead to at least some sort of beautification of the area or something that might mitigate the blighting conditions, and see if there's anything there that if we did go forward with doing something like that, that we could eventually get the money back. I know that people that are driving past that every day are, you know, obviously quite irritated. So I'm not advocating a huge outlay of cash, at least at the point of looking at something like that. To see what we can do to mitigate.
Okay, we have a couple of speakers. Hey, Goodrow.
Hello, my name is Hank Goodrow. I think you all know me, and from emails and from my previous assistants in the past of being here. Anyway, after listening to the comments and everything, and here's why not do the criminal thing? Why not? Because there are loose tiles on that building, and I know they blow off the building, and there's your public hazard. You got somebody walking by.
We are known for strong winds, and there are. I mean, they're just there, and they could be blown off. I know I've seen them blown off of another place. Anyway, so there's public hazards there. Why not the criminal type of thing where they go in and they knock down that building and then it's in charge to them? And whoever ends up paying for the property will have to pay for that. As far as the road repairs and everything, if I'm wrong, if I brought property and there was a charge to fix the sidewalk or whatever and the road, I would have to pay for that when I buy the property, correct?
Yes.
So then we would recoup our money eventually. So why not go ahead and just do the road there? And then I'm just going to hit the points. I know I'm not speaking to everybody, but I am speaking to you guys. You kind of know where my head's at. If you Yelp is a form of going onto the computer, and we are a spa city, and I've been getting I also live in San Diego, so people who don't know that. And I try to get people to come out here, buy homes, go out here, go to spas and everything. They'll Yelp. And they'll get perfectly nice things about some of the spas here, and then they'll get negative scores about how the city appearance looks. So, like it or not, that road, that shopping center, downgrades the whole city. And spa owners should be here in mass today complaining about it and saying, hey, we need to do something about it today. It shouldn't be me, but again, just like with the kids, the sidewalks and everything, I don't have kids, I don't have sidewalks. But I'm here speaking for spa owners. Come on, spa owners should be here saying, yes, we need that. Just like when Dot Reed was doing her presentation, where the heck were the spa owners? They need to have a venue like that. I don't understand why we are not really on top of this more than we have been. That's all I got to say. I mean, I can say more, but I think you understand what I'm saying. We need to do something.
Thank you. James Merrick.
Merrick, you can use this microphone by saying
good evening. As some of you know, I am one of the developers of the village. To start with, I can answer a couple questions. One of them is for Karen, if there is a credit rating, that's a fact.
There is a
credit
rating.
Now, apparently, Karen knows a lot more than I do from the trustees, which is really strange. You think the trustees would be talking to us, but we haven't been able to get responses from the trustees and questions that were very poignant. I mean, trying to work with them. Early on, when the State Financial came to us and we're three months away from completing those two buildings, they came to us and they said, hey, no more money. We don't have the money. If you want to finish it, we have to go and find it somewhere else, which is exactly what we did. But they would not work with us because anybody that's going to come in on a project that is not completed and lend the money to complete it is not going to go into second position on the total loan. The State Financial said, no, we will not take second position. We couldn't find a lender that would be willing to give us the money and they take second position. So it sat there. When we ended up dealing with the investors, went to them, had a meeting, went up there, rented space, called them in for a meeting, explained what the situation was. We more or less told them, look, you either work with us because we'll finish it, we guarantee you, you'll get back at least the principal, plus some interest that you would have gotten had the project gone smoothly. They were for it. And they voted and agreed. At the same time, the world around the State Financial crumbled and they got caught with Ponzi and skimming. And from what I understand, and Karen might know more than I do, there's like 28 counts of felony fraud. They are a miniature Madoff. Everything that they touched went sour. Now we're dealing with the, right after that, now we start dealing with the trustees. We told the trustees when they walked in, and we said, look, we had a vote. The vote is sitting in the state's financials office. It's an agreement by the investors, the majority of the investors, that they are willing to work with us. The state financial community trustee says, all bets are off. Forget it. This is a new ball game. We're in charge. And we sat there. We tried talking to them with regard to taking second position, and they absolutely had nothing to do with that. They were actually downright rude. In fact, at one point, a company that they hired to check out the village, the condition it was in, and so on, was planning behind the scenes to take it over because they know it's a viable project. The state trustees won't talk to us. We hired a lawyer, and the lawyer has a hard time talking to them. So when you say they're working with you, great. I don't understand why they're not working with us. We went back to them now, because this is getting spread out over time here, over a year ago, you know. And we said to them, look, we have people that will purchase your property, and we will go ahead and we will finish the property, because we have a lot of people around there that are really interested in finishing. And they said, no, we're not interested in that. The only way we could get anybody to buy it, any lenders, new lenders or people to buy it, would be if they could buy it at fair market value. For fair market value, and we went out and got an appraisal, is $2.5 million. There's $6.5 million into that project. They granted $10.5 million when we went for the loan. We needed the balance of that to finish, which is what we couldn't get. Now, we talked to the trustees, and we say, your plight will go away. The city will get off your back. We will finish it. People will be happy. Just give us fair market value, and we'll find a lender. I mean, yeah, a lender or somebody to partner up with. Wouldn't do it. They just blow us away. So, Karen, I don't know what they're telling you, but they're sure not telling us anything. And from what I understand, I don't think they're telling you the whole truth. The developer does not have any lawsuit against them. I guarantee you, we do not have a lawsuit. We are certainly have a very good case that we can win, personal as well as, I mean, I've taken a lot of abuse about this. Any money I had into it is totally gone. I'm a broke individual now because of the village and because of the state financial. So we have a lot of, I have a lot of personal damage. I could get a big lawsuit, but what am I going to win? I'm not going to win anything. I'll win the satisfaction of winning. That's not going to pay the bills, is it? The trustees, the reason why they changed from RFI, the ones that go through with the bankruptcy, is because they didn't pay them. They can't sell assets in this economy to pay themselves. So how were they, and when the first meeting they went to, they said, get this, people, understand people, we get paid first. Everybody else comes second. I don't know, I got a couple of points here that the creditors committee, the security, there is a security problem. If you want to talk to me after this, I'll be happy to tell you what that is. The lights, we're paying for lights.
We really do appreciate your coming, Mr. Merrick. You could speak with Ed and Karen away from us.
I'll meet with you. I'll wait to meet with you.
I would very much like to.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We have one more speaker, Marilyn Heidrich.
As we were sitting here listening to this, it brings to mind an investment we made in the 80s. From beginning to end, it took 8 years. So if you're saying 120 days, we were told that. We had an attorney working on the behalf of the creditors. It was a series of apartment complexes and this sort of thing, and this was nationwide. It had a very good batting average. Turned out the investment company were a bunch of shysters, and they had manipulated for years and had a very good batting average until everything started to cave in. However, from the beginning to the end was 8 years. It was in a bankruptcy situation. We hired attorneys on behalf of the creditors, and we wound up getting 25 cents on the dollar at the end because they put everything together in the pot and just passed it out to all the investors. However, the situation was that the guy who put it together is currently in the slammer, and he was excommunicated from everything that he was involved in, including his Mormon church and the whole nine yards. But anyway, his family abandoned him and everything. But the thing is that I wouldn't get visions of splendor about quick, because this happened in the late 80s, and we moved to Desert Hot Springs in 96, and somehow or other they learned where we were at that point because they had told us it was the final distribution earlier on, and we got a little more money that the bankruptcy judge distributed after all that everybody was paid on. And that happened in 97. So we went from 88 to 97, so I don't want to give you visions of splendor that it's going to happen quickly, and I won't take any more of your time, but that's the real world. Thank you.
Thank you.
Two brief comments. One, I'd like to commend the chief and the commander for bringing this much information to us. Karen, I didn't get your last name, so I can't even address you formally, but I appreciate your diligence, but I would like to urge you to get some junkyard dog training. And the only other comment I have is that I wish that this had been a regular meeting that had been televised so that the entire community could have seen and heard what was going on, because they all want to know.
Thank you. We have something
to say, please. Not attempting to push this along any further, but I do, it would be helpful for me. At the end of the day, I'm the one that's going to be on the hook for making sure we meet your expectations. Absent being knocked down, absent that option, and absent it being bought tomorrow and refurbished and opening up and that business is there, it would be helpful for me to have some consensus from council what it is you expect us to do. And if it's keeping on the track of being attentive to the trustee process and being knowledgeable about what's happening that way, if there's health and safety violations that we looked at, as the gentleman said, we need to be on top of it. I can assure you we're on top of this. If we've got blowing, if we've got tiles coming off a roof, the typical process is going to be notice of violation. The trustee's going to be notified. They've got to make the repair. If the repair's done, we're not going to knock down the building. They're going to respond to it, make that initial correction. It's a long way to get to knocking down a building. So I don't want to walk out of here with an expectation that we're going to go down a criminal route and suddenly we're going to have huge action of, knocking those things out and making them nice. So, I know it's a tall order, you push it back into the city. What? A thumbnail sketch from the body of what you want us to do, because we want to go meet your needs.
For my part, I think you have important needs.
Pardon me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll let you go as soon as I've said a few things. As far as the one building that is the wooden, I have talked to a few people that are in the construction business, and they say that that cannot be saved. That has been too weathered. So it would be my thought that if you can talk to the trustee and they want to do something, let them tear that down.
Right. The goals have them, not understand.
If they are as wonderful as they sound, and they want to help and they want to do it, then let them tear that, because it can never be. I mean, it's warped. They'd never be able to finish it off in the condition that it's in right now. It's been sitting too long. But the other, the building that has the siding and the stucco and everything, I don't know. It's going to have to be brought up to code because it lost their entitlement. So now, in order to complete, they have to come back, and now there's been some new building codes. So, with all that. But that's one thing that I would recommend, is that if they want to do something, at least that is the worst of the eyesore there.
is that wood building that is just falling apart. Russ.
Thank you. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Mayor. You have a meeting tomorrow, which is a pretty important meeting, and as much as you'd like to get some direction from us, I think we're going to have to hear back from you, what the trustee, what information you gather out of them, how much they're willing to do. And I really think at this point that council is going to need a little bit more information, hear from the city attorney on the bankruptcy issues, and I just don't think we have enough at this point to, we all know what we want to do. So I would say go into information gathering here a little bit longer and you can scare the heck out of them. You can wear your badge.
What's a bulldozer?
Okay. That may be the difference between the success you've had and Mr. Merrick has had, is that our city put pressure on them, is what I understand is taking place. So.
Hi. Drive through Coachella Valley quite a bit, and the pet peeve that I have is when you drive along these developments and you see the PM10 fencing and the green is just all over and they're falling down. Drive through the cities, it doesn't seem to be an issue. I think that's important to make it clear to them tomorrow that they need to comply with their fencing. And I agree with everything else that's been said. It's got to be safe. That one building can be knocked down, maybe that's an option, but at least have it secured for me to get it.
I concur.
Okay.
He said what I was going to say.
Thank you.
I would say board up the building. You can't tear it down. Board it up completely. Pave the inner courtyard and get it sprinkled so we get rid of the PM10 problems. And if possible, let the kids paint the boarded up section so it turns it into somewhat of an art and public place. Boarded up building. Yeah, I don't care. I just make it look
Thank
better.
Thank you, Chief Sanders.